Those who can do, those who cannot do it on the internet. FancyPantsGangsters.com. Hello, everyone, and welcome to yet another Game and Shoe. I don't know why I went all country western there.
Yeehaw!
Country western video game show.
Beep, I hate you.
That's like the worst subject.
I want to leave in the worst way possible.
I think you should. I think everyone should, except the listeners. No, this is our video game show brought to you by Fancy Pants Gangsters at FancyPantsGangsters.com. And the gang is all here once again. We do have Ashley Hay.
Hello.
We also have Ian Anderson.
I think we're going to set an attendance record.
Possibly.
That's my hello today.
Are you counting your burger as a fifth host?
Yeah.
You're the Burger
yeah.
King?
Yeah, me and the King are here.
Yeah, nice. And Mike Dineen back.
Hello.
Welcome, sir.
Say it with some pride.
I think he sprained something trying to find pride here. But and of course, I'm Evan.
Hi.
Hello.
Well, hello there.
I'm in a weird mood today. I don't know what the hell.
I think we're all in weird places.
I think we are.
It's your basement.
probably true.
Puts the lotions on the skin.
No, that's over on the other side of the basement.
Oh.
So, oh.
Yeah.
That's what we heard
Studio
earlier.
B.
Yeah, Studio B. Studio B is the pit where we keep, you know, transients.
And poodles.
And poodle. Well,
bring out the gimp.
Yeah. That's a different movie.
stay on topic,
yeah,
Mike.
Stay on topic.
It's kind of the same idea.
So what have you been doing with yourself while you've been gone?
I do things.
Apparently.
You do.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He wasn't here last week.
He was not.
Thanks.
That's why the attendance thing. I was like, wow.
Yeah, that makes no sense. Hi, I'm Ian. I'm partially here.
It's all right.
I'm Ian and I do drugs.
I do work.
we'll let it go this time. Mm. No, You're the MMO guy here, so you're supposed to be doing stuff.
Oh yeah, that's right.
At
with
all
other
times.
People, you're supposed to be doing stuff for games that don't end, so that we always have something to talk about.
It's kind of like Lamb Chop.
Forever.
What is this like? Goofy ass reference.
Yes,
night?
This is goofy ass reference.
Lamb Chop. Whatever.
This is a song that doesn't end.
Yeah. So MMOs have been happening. Even though I vowed to Laurel when we got married that I would never play another MMO again.
That was actually in your vows.
It wasn't in the vows.
It
was in the secret vows.
That is grounds for divorce.
It was kind of in the negotiations of the contract.
Yeah.
You should watch yourself.
You'll learn this if you ever get to that point in your life. That marriage isn't just about, you know, a wedding and all
that
crap.
It's not about two becoming one. It's about what you give up.
It's this whole, like, negotiation shit. I mean, I felt like a goddamn baseball player after everything was said and done. That being said,
if Laurel was here, you'd have to add "love you" at the end of that.
Maybe.
Yeah.
We'll see. I don't know if I'm contractually obligated if I've met my quota for the week or not.
We'll see.
Anyways, but I've been playing the Star Wars: The Old Republic. I was kind of excited for this because I get excited for games that are usually really bad, and for once, I was excited for a game that was good and got good reviews, and I was actually proud of myself for finally picking a game that
I feel like in video games it's really easy to pick the winners.
I know, but I just like I have a bad track record with the games I get excited
Alice.
For. Yeah, Alice. I mean, I fucking go through a list just in 2011
You weren't that excited for Alice though.
No, but I did go buy it because I wanted to play it. I remember bought in the whole nostalgia of the one that was on PC eons ago was pretty good, and then played it and was like, wow, this is horseshit. But no, I'm talking more L.A. Noire and Homefront, especially Homefront.
Let's not bring up Dirty Laundry.
Yeah. Anyways,
focus on the positive.
So Star Wars: The Old Republic. I mean, it's a lot of fun, and the big thing, I have a review for it coming out here soon from Game Critics, which I do some freelance stuff for every now and then. The big thing that's awesome about it is that while it's a licensed thing. Because of the fact that they set this, thousands of years before the Luke and Leia kind of canon, any of that, even Anakin, occurs, it's still Star Wars, but there is no canon to worry about, so we can do kind of whatever the fuck we want with it.
There's books of Old Republic.
I mean, there's books, yeah, but there's no, like, to the casual observer like me, who's never read the books, there's none of the BS with the six movies.
It's kind of a blank slate.
Yeah, it's kind of a blank slate. There's no Lucas fucking with this or anything.
It's got the things you're familiar about, right? Like, it's got the R2-D2s or whatever they call them, and you got
the Jedis droids
and Siths with the different model numbers. Yes, C-3POs or whatever.
But they're still droids.
I mean, it's
but they're different models.
But it's a lot of fun because it's, you know, you've got that. And the other thing about it that I really like is, I don't know if any of you guys have ever played any other MMOs, like World of Warcraft or anything like that.
I've never sunk time in World of Warcraft.
Okay.
Nope.
So you know how in the beginning of those games, it depends on the race you pick, you kind of have these BS introductory missions.
Yeah, you go kill like 25 things and deliver four messages.
And you know how there's really no point to the beginning story, like quests in there. It's just like, go kill these wolves because they've been bothering us.
I feel like they try to instill some kind of story, but like with World of Warcraft, the biggest thing is like you could turn on the fast raid or just pop up the mission, you hit accept and you go kill your things.
Mm-hmm.
You really lose out on like the character or the story they're trying to deliver to you about why your race matters.
But the story, I guess, to me in World of Warcraft never felt like it's like, oh, the story really doesn't start mattering until you get... In this, it's from the moment you start the game, what you pick is your class, not necessarily your race.
So now in the comparisons to World of Warcraft, one of the critiques I might have against is when you start the game, you don't feel like a badass. You can only kill like wolves and rabbits, and you slowly get to that thing where you can start actually killing cool stuff after, you know, several levels.
No, I mean, shit shoots back at you right away. Like, there is, you know.
So the game, you start out, like, pretty much instant badass.
Right. I mean, right away, it's just like, all right, here's your blaster, here's go kill shit, and oh, look, it shoots back at you, you can die.
So now, the game costs $60.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and it's your traditional, you know, $14.95 a month if you're gonna, you know, do the month-to-month thing.
Or it gets, like, down to $12 if you pay it for the year or something like that.
I think there's, I don't remember if there's lifetime membership sword or not.
Is it worth it?
I think it is. I was trying to finish Portal 2 just to say I'd finish something, so I didn't feel like I was investing all of my time into just, you know, because I get it for a couple months for free for reviewing it. But it is the kind of game that I think I may re-up on it once my freebie time is up. It's a lot of fun, and like I said, it really feels like there's a story going on. And the one part I will have a complaint with is that it doesn't feel like you need to be playing with the people the first 10 levels. Like, the initial part, it's just like, there's no... And I think that was kind of the case in WoW. You could team up on stuff. But it's almost just like, I'm getting annoyed that people are in the way of shit I'm trying to do.
I think any MMO probably starts off that way. Because you're just getting a feel for the game, and your level isn't anywhere where, you know, you... going to team up and go fight some big battle. Like, no, you're too small.
I don't think I'd want a game where you're forced to team up with people. See, and this could be like the antisocial aspects of me.
In World of Warcraft, eventually into the game, you have to do...
guilds.
You have to do... Well, not guilds, but you have to do group missions. You know, there's a lot of the runs in the... What am I thinking of, Ian? Help me out.
Well, you got the raids and the dungeons, and you need to start picking up more people at that point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you have to at some point and eventually end up teaming up with people. How that works, I have not got to that point yet, but I'm excited to do so.
So I'll say Star Wars The Old Republic is a game I'm very interested in. One of my good friends who recently moved to Texas got in on the game.
Oh, nice.
However, I have the conflict that, as we just discussed, it sounds like a single-player game that you're going to pay $15 a month for, at least in the beginning, and that's where I have the hard time with it. You know, I'm going to pay and spend, you know, $60 for the game, $15 a month, and it's a single-play experience for a while.
Well, you got to figure, though, your first month you're going to get for free.
Yeah.
If you should get to the point of multiplayer action by that first month. If not, you probably don't have the time to be playing an MMO.
Yeah, and that's the other thing is, after the Christmas season, I got a stack of games on the backlog that's pretty huge.
Mm-hmm.
But it'd be fun to be on the service same time as my buddy getting the fresh kicks in.
I got a question for the MMO people here, and actually Ashley as well, because I think you'd have a good perspective on this. So all of these games, or a good majority of the paid MMO things, so like WoW and Old Republic and Rift and some of those games where you buy the box copy for $40-$60, and then it's $15 a month after that, or you know, in addition to that. Wouldn't it make sense, or would you be more interested in trying out a game if the game itself was free, but the monthly charge was $20 a month?
See, I think so as you asked that question, I was trying to think of what you were going to ask. Mm-hmm. And the way I would do it is $60 for the retail box, but within that you get 3 months of gameplay.
Okay,
and
that's
then
fine
after
too.
That you start paying $15.
That's fine too. It just to me, I know there's a lot of people that feel that that's double dipping.
It is,
and I also think like you know people like Ashley and I, where we're not that big into MMOs, you'd be willing to try out a game, or at least I'd be willing to try out a game for $20.
Yeah.
Know, to pay for that first month. Knowing that, you know, if it sucks, then I'm out $20.
Well,
big deal.
I think World of Warcraft has it set up now that you can play for free until level 20.
Yeah.
A lot of games, I know World of, Warhammer Online is like that up until level 10, I think.
But I think Warhammer's completely free, isn't it now?
It might have. I know they did it so you could, originally you could do it up to level 10. That might have changed.
Or you can do the model even. I mean, now that there's the big push on the freemium models.
Yeah.
DC, you know, DC Universe, you can play for free. There is no upfront cost or anything.
I'm talking like the I guess.
The major players.
The top tier games. Mm. You know, like Rift. You know, that was something I wanted to get into.
See, I own Rift. It was $7 and comes with a free month on Steam. I haven't activated yet. So, I spent $7 or like $10 something like this on this game. It's like, if I ever want to play it, I now have
it. I actually got it for free.
Oh, really?
It was a giveaway at Gen Con a couple of years.
Oh, nice.
I think it was last year. Hmm. But there's no free time.
Oh.
So, I was like, you know, here, in my mind, here would be the optimal model for these games. The game itself is free, and you get like a week of free time, maybe 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Enough to try out the game where you can say, this is something I want to continue. And then it's a little bit more. Because at that point, if you bumped it up to $20 a month, but free, you'd even out at 6 months. Where you'd be end up paying more than you would in the old model.
So you're kind of thinking the drug dealer mentality. You know?
And I don't know about that, but it's making it easier for people to try stuff out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know the big thing is World of Warcraft, as soon as they had the free trial, and, you know, that helped to get really
huge. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I think every MMO has to have a free trial, and it's kind of interesting because the new ones tend not to. It took, I think, at least a quarter, if not several, you know, 6 months for Warhammer to get their free trial out.
Yeah.
And that's a big deal for if I'm going to get into one. Is the ability to download a client, get on there for 7 days, or up to level 5, or whatever cap they have, and just play with it. How is it?
I think the level cap is the best for that stuff. But
yeah,
that's just
how World of Warcraft is doing it now, level 20 is genius, because you could create a character and go through every starting area and have fun with that game.
Especially because you got to the point where you are doing questing with groups by level 20. So you are hooked into the game now at that point.
Well, I look forward to hearing more about it,
because
you're my beta tester for this game. Because it's one of those where it's like I kind of want to play it, but I don't know yet. But I did pick up. Oh, go ahead.
One other thing I wanted to add just quickly. This is also really the first MMO that I've seen, being that it's a BioWare game, where you really have an interesting morality system. It's basically Mass Effect's reality, like or kind of you know morality system. Put into it, except it's not always as cut and dry as to where
which way it's going to swing.
Yeah, which way it's going to swing. And you also build up reputations with your companion. So you can pick shit that gives you no sort of anything, but it builds up random points for your companion and stuff. But so that's also an interesting little twist they throw in as well.
Nice. That's almost like a Dragon Age kind of model to it.
Yeah.
But speaking of EA, actually, and Mass Effect, because I was thinking about this, I picked up the Kingdoms of Amalur Reckoning demo.
Now, is this that Kurt Schilling game?
It is. It's put out by Big Huge Games, which is a company that's owned by professional baseball player Kurt Schilling. And I think it's like the first game they've actually put out.
Yeah.
So been, you know something about sports.
I know something about sports.
Weren't they called 38 Studios?
Yeah,
or something?
Originally they were 38 Studios.
That was his number.
And 38 Studios is still in, I think they're the ones working on an MMO of that franchise now.
It's possible. I don't know. Yeah. But I know they tried putting out a war game that utterly tanked, but... But anyway, Kingdoms of Amalur, it's less important that it's Curt Schilling, but it's more important that it's Ed Greenwood, I think.
And isn't there a very popular writer on this, too?
Yeah, Ed Greenwood. He's the guy that created Forgotten Realms. Are you thinking somebody else?
There was another big R.A. Salvatore or something like that?
Oh, that's right. Not Ed Greenwood. R.A. Salvatore. Yes.
Bam!
I'm sorry, but he did create Forgotten Realms. I just got Ed Greenwood's the artist. I'm retarded. Never mind. Thank you for correcting me. But yeah,
for the record, his first name J.D. Salinger.
Yeah, J.D. Salinger, R.A. Salvatore. It's almost the same guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, it's a new fantasy franchise that they're building. And it's hilarious because, you know, I talked about a couple weeks ago where, I forget what game it was now, but where you can see... Oh, I talked about this with Assassin's Creed Revelations,
yes,
where you can see the things that they stole from Batman Arkham City.
Yep.
This is, you can see all of the little things they stole from all these other EA games. They've got the conversation system from Mass Effect. They've got Diablo kind of crafting and skill trees. They've got all of this stuff. But the best part
about
this...
What part of Madden is in there?
Throwing the football.
Yeah, I didn't get too far enough to figure out where the Madden. I think
the audibles you can call their combat.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Right?
Whenever he swings that sword,
yeah. Adrian Peterson's a cameo. He has a cameo in the game. That's what the Madden connection is. But it's a new fantasy franchise. It's an interesting world. It's kind of it's very Diablo-ish, but not as dark. I mean, it's very much, you know,
Beelzebub then.
Yeah, it's your standard, evil army is slowly taking over the good people, and then you just happen to be this warrior who is resurrected by this thing called the Well of Souls. And
ooh, that sounds fancy.
Yeah, I know. And it's got gnomes, so I'm instantly there.
Excited.
I have a gnome weakness. I don't know what it is.
Are you sexually attracted to gnomes?
I'm not sexually. It's more socially attracted. I'm just I like hanging out with gnomes. I don't know what it is. I think it's because they can grow good beards and I can't. It's just, I don't know what it is. It's really not time to analyze
that.
Then
you would like Cole.
He's not short enough. He's more dwarfish. Gnomes are shorter than dwarves.
We could lop him off of the knees.
No, we're not doing that, but I like your thought process.
Someday she wants to.
Anyway, so the basic story is you were killed in this big war, and you were resurrected by the Well of Souls, and now you are somehow separate from fate, where you can decide, you know, your future.
Wait, does the game start off with, like, your tomb rumbling, and then, like, a really bad voice acting of, like, shouting rise from your grave?
No.
Because that would be awesome if it did make an Alter Beast reference.
No, but the character creation is you being brought to the incinerator after dying, and it's them lifting the sheet, and that's the face making. So it's like, here's what you look like.
Isn't that like the same that they do in Saints Row 2?
I never played it.
Something like that?
It's possible. I don't know. Never played it. But it, like I said, it borrows from all of these different little things. It's an action RPG. So it actually reminds me a lot of Beyond Good and Evil. Both in kind of gameplay and kind of art style. It's kind of in that World of Warcraft kind of cartoony fantasy style. But like I said, it's got the Diablo skill trees. I mean, and you can kind of play. What I really like about it is it's one of those kind of games where it's got kind of three career paths. You got the warrior, you got the mage, and you got the thief. But you can switch between any of them at any time. You have these things called destinies, and it's as you build up your stats. So it's like if you have a bunch of skill points in rogue, you can get higher level in the rogue destinies. But if you have a couple points in warrior, you can flip over to warrior, and that's got its own kind of bonuses and moves and things like that too. So you're not really kind of locked into one play type.
Is that kind of like in Skyrim?
Yeah, I was about to say Skyrim's almost a lot like that, where it almost behooves you to play.
No, because what this is, it's you have. Every one of the destinies has their own set of bonuses. So, like, all of the rogue stuff is you attack faster, and, you know, you're a little bit Like you got better criticals and things like that. Whereas the warrior, it's more straight up damage and you're tougher and mages, you know, you regenerate magic faster. I mean, you can do everything. It's kind of like Skyrim in that you can start doing anything and you slowly specialize as you continue to play, but it's not as, it's a little more open to changing. Like if you're 50 hours into Skyrim, you can't decide, oh, I'm going to be a mage now. You know, and this, it's a lot more open to that. But I mean, it's got all of the skill trees. Like I said, it's got some crafting as well. You build potions and things like that. The demo, I'll admit, I got it simply because you get a free item in Mass Effect if you play the demo.
Well, now I'm kidding.
Now, in Pedigree, for this game, isn't one of the developers also like one of the former designers from Oblivion?
I believe so. Yes. Yeah. And you know what? As far as you know, these kind of games go, like, I went into this knowing almost nothing. Like, I knew the R.A. Salvatore connection, even though I thought it was Ed Greenwood. I knew the D&D connection, and I knew that other people were that liked the games that I like were into this, but I knew nothing about this.
Yeah.
I played through the demo. It's about an hour-long demo until you get to the end of the storyline, and then they say, you have 45 minutes to play and just explore.
Huh.
So it's kind of a weird half-timed demo. So, like, it'll get you through all of the initial story points, it'll explain the destinies, it'll explain how to move and all that stuff. And then it's like, okay, you got 45 minutes, go, you know, have fun.
Fuck shit up.
Yeah, basically. I went from knowing nothing to once I was done with that demo, I pre-ordered it. Like, that's how much I enjoyed it.
And you
this.
Got, like, the badass one, right?
There's only one version. There's no collector's edition or anything like
oh,
that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So
a game that's not coming out as a collector's edition?
I know, an EA game at that.
Wow. Holy shit.
And a tentpole title, because they're really kind of pushing this.
I've seen this blow up on the internet the last couple days.
Yeah, it's definitely worth your time if you love those old school platform RPGs. There's not really any platforming, like there's no real jumping or anything like that, but it's very much that kind of combat style.
Like where, Shadowrun?
What?
Or what game am I thinking of?
I have no idea.
Not Shadowrun.
No, it's like a Super NES game.
There's a lot of those
that I'm thinking of.
ActRaiser? ActRaiser is a
no,
great
No, I'm thinking more PS2 games. I'm thinking Beyond Good and Evil.
Okay,
I'm thinking Jack and Daxter, you know, those kind of games.
Like Kingdom Hearts for RPG elements?
Kingdom Hearts I think would be a good one
but
as
not
well.
As goofy.
Not quite as goofy and doesn't have goofy either.
Oh.
That's right.
You picked up what I was going with.
I know.
I was going to say that.
But yeah, no, if you
dig... clever meter didn't go off.
If you dig this, it's worth it. I mean, honest to God, it's worth playing just for the Mass Effect item. And then if you buy Mass Effect, you get if you play the Mass Effect demo, which comes out on February 14th, that will give you an item for Kingdoms of
Amalur. Wait, they're releasing it on Valentine's Day?
The demo for Mass Effect comes out on the 14th.
Oh, for fuck's sakes.
Do they want to end relationships?
I don't know.
EA hates love, apparently.
All right.
But yeah, but this comes out first week in February.
Oh, wow, that's soon.
So yeah, it's fairly soon. And then Mass Effect comes out like second week in March. So I'm gonna, and I pre-ordered them both today because I'm weak.
Goodbye time.
I should be just about finished in terms of serious play of Skyrim by that point. So I'm at, between the two plays, I'm at about 160
hours. If it makes you feel any better, I pre-ordered Mass Effect 3 around November.
Nice.
If that helps you feel better about your impulse.
No, it really doesn't.
I'm just like, this game isn't coming out for 5 months.
That doesn't add money to my banking account. That would really help me get over it. But
if Mike telling stories put money in our bank accounts,
that'd be awesome. I'd even put up with him a little more. Wow. So speaking of new releases, we're trying a little bit different format this week.
It's a new release format.
It's a newly released format, and we're going to be including new releases.
Yeah.
And we have our cub reporter, Ashley Hay.
Why am I a cub?
You've never heard cub reporter? Is that really that old of a phrase that no one's ever
heard? Yes, Grandpa.
God damn it.
I remember, most of us are under 30.
Yeah.
I'm so old.
Do we need that music?
Jimmy Olsen of Superman fame.
Yeah.
He was always referred to as the cub reporter. It was always like the intern.
Wasn't he inept most of the time?
True, but that's not necessarily... Cub reporter was kind of like the old intern.
I think he was a eunuch.
Ashley's going to do the new releases. How about that?
Can I be a different animal instead of like a cub?
You can be whatever animal
you could
you
be
want.
A unicorn reporter.
I was going to say, can I be a unicorn reporter?
There we go.
Okay.
That's sad that you wanted to be... You both thought unicorn there.
I guess I'm not that
it's
hard to figure out.
It's the go-to animal. It's the go-to.
I suppose.
I could be a narwhal reporter, the unicorn of the sea.
Thank you, Buddy the Elf.
Yep. So when we were talking about Star Wars Old Republic, apparently the first new update is coming out.
Yeah, I think it's out now.
Yep, January 17th, which was yesterday as of our recording today. It's called Rise of the Rack Ghouls. Rake Ghouls? Rake Ghouls.
I don't know. Don't look at me.
R-A-K.
Is this, what was this for?
This is Old Republic.
And they're naming their patches already.
Yeah,
right. Wow. Well, this is kind of a patch expansion. Like, yeah. They're adding missions and stuff like that. So
yeah.
Good on them already.
Patch expansion.
And we know that's for the PC.
Wasn't that a movie with Robin Williams? No.
Patch Adams.
That's Patch Adams, right. Yeah. So I think there's like 10 or so here. But then there's Gaia's Moon, which is a DS game. I think it's an RPG. I think it's like one of those.
Yeah, it sounds like anime. One of those Atlas games that, yeah. that four people will buy.
Amy, which is for the PS3, Xbox.
I've heard PC. Awful things about
I really considered last night buying it just because I have a fuckload of space bucks to blow. And I'm like,
I'm not a big fan of, and I tend to disagree with the point values at which Jim Sterling adds to reviews. I tend to agree with a lot of his points, but I'm a lot more generous when it comes to the actual numerical value. Mm-hmm. He gave Amy a 1.5 out of 10. Okay.
This came out yesterday.
I know.
It's January 17th.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be a survival horror action game.
It's a you and like your autistic daughter or sister or something like that.
From what I understand, it's basically regressed gaming by about 15 years.
Yeah, it's like it's like basically Resident Evil with a game-long escort mission.
God damn it.
the punchline
was...
That
just sounds horrible.
Yeah, and the punchline is, it's not even scary, I guess.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's like you're turning into a zombie and the autistic kid is also magical, because... That makes sense. And she helps you prevent from being a zombie or something like that. It's, yeah.
The drugs in France are really good, apparently.
Is it a French game?
Yeah,
is
it's it? A French game. Yeah. So apparently
that's what's wrong with it. Moving on.
Apparently, the acid in France is really good.
Or not good enough.
And then the third expansion or game add-on, I guess, for Gears 3 came out yesterday, January 17th. Phoenix Rising map pack.
Is that F-E-N-I-X?
Yes.
Yeah, that's his name.
Not Pahonix.
Not Pahonix?
Not like or bird. Or Phoenix is in the city in Arizona.
Oh.
Or like a bird.
Yeah.
Okay, we're covered. I think we got it.
Yeah. Right. Any other things for Phoenix we can cover?
Not that I can think of.
All right, cool.
Wasn't that like a model of Pontiac at some point? Or?
Yes.
That was... All right,
fair enough.
Yep. No, that was a Sunfire.
Yeah.
No. But it had like a Phoenix on the front of it.
You're thinking Firebird, which is like the ghetto version of Phoenix.
Fair enough.
Anyway...
Dust Force, which came out January 17th.
Never heard of it.
It's a PC game. It says, in Dust Force, you play as an acrobatic janitor who must deal with dust and disorder.
Janitor who knows parkour.
Janitor who deals with dust and disorder.
If dust and disorder...
God.
No, not disorder like mental disorders. Like disorders
no,
like
I wasn't thinking mental disorder.
That's what I was saying. I'm like, that'd be sweet. Like
mental disorder
he goes
would
and
be
cures
better.
The autistic girl and Amy.
And the game
he grapples with his demons while
it's like Catherine, but instead of love, it's about janitorial work.
That might have made that game better.
That might have.
Oh, that's bad. Hunt? No, Haunt. Sorry.
or Hunt.
Haunt, which is a Kinect game.
Anybody? It comes up today, I believe.
Yep, today.
Is that by Sega?
It doesn't say.
Oh, okay.
It was funny because I was looking at that last night because, again, I've got all these space bucks. I'm like, I should buy something with it. It kind of feels a little bit like Rise of the Nightmares. Or it looks a little bit like
that. I thought
that
was good. Did you play it, or are you just...
It's a rail shooter without the fun of being a rail shooter. Yeah,
I didn't know that.
What's with the hard-on for rail shooters? I don't get it.
No, it's the same thing that happened when the Wii came out.
Because it's easy to do.
Oh.
Actually, what's funny thing about that, I'll allude to this later, but I'm teasing this. I'm supposed to be doing an interview with the guy who does Pixelated Sausage. We're actually going to get together sometime soon.
That's a company?
It's
please tell me that's a company.
It's a
disorder.
It's a gaming website.
It's a disorder. Okay.
Because me and him got into this discussion kind of about the successes and failures of motion control gaming, especially just more the Wii and the Kinect, because the Move is just kind of like...
It's there.
It's there, and yeah. But we had actually talked a lot about, it's like, well, the Kinect is doing a lot of the same crap the Wii does, and that was one of the things we brought up in our discussion was rail shooter heavy.
Yeah.
But
okay, moving on. Haunt, I don't know, it looks... It doesn't.
Looks
Let's
like a
just
game.
Move on, yep. Stonekeep Bones of the Ancestors. That's
okay. What?
Yeah, it's a
They're doing another Stonekeep game?
I don't know what that is.
It comes out tomorrow, January 12th, and it's for Wii and PC.
Oh my god, I have to look this up.
Did you say that comes out tomorrow, January 12th?
19th, I said.
Oh, okay. Wow, I don't know where I pulled 12th from. How special.
No, Stonekeep was a RPG, like a first-person RPG from like the Interplay days. Like, came out right around Fallout.
Oh, wow.
And it was awesome because it was integrating really shitty 3D graphics with full motion video.
Oh, God.
And it gave us the immortal character Wahooka the Great.
Now you're old.
Yeah, I know. I'm really old. Look, honestly, got YouTube Wahooka. It's Wahooka. And it's some of the worst, like early 90s Muppetry full motion video. Oh, my God. It's terrible. But look at it. It's awesome. It was actually a great game, but it was really 90s. That's really funny.
Nyko, which comes out tomorrow, January 19th. And that is an iPhone game.
Yeah.
It says it's an exciting adventure game app that combines genius slingshot action and amazing platform level designs.
Angry Birds clone.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Sounds like it. Ico.
Like Team Ico game?
ICO?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they're releasing that. And Shadow of the Colossus.
On PSN.
Oh, will you let me? Yeah, sorry. Okay, so Shadow of the Colossus and Ico came out yesterday, January 17th, for the PS3.
All right.
And those are steal $20, I think, on PSN now. I don't think you get the special bonuses you do with the
disc version.
No.
Zach Zero also comes out for the PS3 at the same time. Yesterday, January 17th. I don't know. I've never heard of that.
12:01 p.m.
Anne's Doll Studio Gothic Collection. This is for this is a 3DS game.
Well, there you
comes
go.
Out
right
tomorrow.
Up your,
there we go. Yeah.
January 19th.
What was that? Anne's Gothic Doll Collection.
It looks kind of cute.
That sounds like a porn.
No.
No.
It's kind of in the style of like Gothic Cookie Mama.
This is like, the blood.
Like Gothic Lolita dresses and shit like that. Don't look at me like you've never...
It's a sewing game?
No, I don't know. It's Anne's Doll Studio. You probably put together dolls.
But they're gothic.
God, I can think of...
But evil dolls.
I literally cannot think of a more boring...
There's only one color for your clothes.
Because you are a grown man, not a small girl.
If you were a small girl, would you want to dress up virtual dolls?
Gothic dolls.
Gothic dolls? Yes.
Evan's kind of a small girl.
Can I just tell you that I had the Barbie Game Boy game, and granted, you can't get past level 3 because it is impossible, and it's like a kill screen.
It's like Contra.
It is.
It is.
Like, there's
Shut
no.
Up.
Like,
I've gotten past the first level of Contra now. It has been done.
You get to the third level, and you're supposed to beat this jukebox shooting out music notes at you.
What?
There is no way to beat it. There is absolutely no way.
Is this kind of like Back to the Future 3?
Probably.
The video game?
Probably. So, yes, I probably would have liked it. So, Shuddy.
Okay.
All Your Creeps.
Are belong to us.
That's an Xbox Live game from Red Button Games. I don't know.
I love Red Buttons.
Came out January 15th, so this past Sunday.
Great.
There's one red button on your Xbox controller.
Is there?
Yeah.
And I was thinking more of the comic, but he's also 90, and so am I, apparently.
And then this is an Xbox Live iPhone game and PC game, Unstoppable Gorg. Just thrilling new space defense game.
So was there like no disc games that came out at all this
week?
No. January 19th is when Unstoppable Gorg comes out.
I was just thinking for the new release segment, picked a bad week to start.
No shit.
Yeah, we should have started this like back before Christmas. There's like AAA title after AAA title.
Hey, we're all going to get Hunt/Haunt, right?
Yeah. No.
Right?
No, I don't have a 3DS.
It's on Xbox Live.
That's Kinect.
No, it's Amy's mystical.
Nobody even
gothic
paid fucking attention to this.
I did.
There was such an onslaught of crap. It all kind of blended together.
We also should mention, too, that another game that actually just came out today for Xbox Live and coming out for PSN tomorrow, Scary Girls. We actually got a review copy.
Scary Girl.
Sorry.
All Scary Girl. That's the sequel. They'll do the Alien Aliens thing. The sequel will be Scary Girls.
Fair enough. Regardless. But yeah, so Evan will be reviewing that.
I was going to because they have words in my mouth. Because they have really cute figures, and I know the artist Nathan. I don't know him, but I know his work. But it's my birthday.
You
have weekend.
Brunch together, so
yeah, yeah. Little cantaloupe. You hang know. Out.
Yeah. Well, okay. Let's be fair. That all these new releases, at least they're kind of affordable. Like they're between $5 and $20. So if you want to buy a game this week.
This is a bad week for me to have a lot of space bucks to burn through.
If you want to buy a game this week, buy something from the last couple months.
Yeah.
Shadow. I don't know. Shadow Colossus probably wouldn't be a bad game to buy for $20.
I'd be tempted to get the disc versions just to get the special features. Mm. Also, I only have the 60 gig PS3, so hard disk space is a premium.
Oh. Well, get a new fucking console then.
I can just replace the hard drive. That's cheaper.
Good.
Damn.
Good comeback.
Shut up. Yeah. Y'all hated my new segment. I hate you all.
I loved it.
We didn't hate it. We hated the content, but that's not your fault.
Yeah.
I know.
You didn't make these terrible games. Sounds like you're defending that doll game a lot. I think you might have actually made that game.
Kind of want that game. Yeah. Well, you, I kind of want it now.
Yeah.
You buy it and I play it on your DS.
No, no.
God
no.
damn you.
Was it 3DS or DS?
I think it was for 3DS. The 3DS.
It's 4DS.
Ooh, dolls in 3D. Oh, God, that sounded creepy.
Again, going back to my porn analogy.
Yeah. All right. Should we do some news here?
Yeah.
Fuck right. No.
That was news.
No, more news then? I apologize.
Yeah, see,
I didn't realize you'd be so sensitive about this segment.
Well, you're like, you have to have a segment, and I make a segment, it's not good enough for you people. And I said, you people.
I appreciated it nonetheless.
Ah.
Thank you, Mike. Yes,
I appreciated it, too.
In February, we'll have something to report with the Alamar game, and then March, we'll have Mass Effect.
Hopefully next week will be better, because that's my birthday week.
Yes.
Hopefully.
Maybe. Garfield 3 will come out.
I love Garfield. Easily pleased.
All right.
I won't buy these games.
Should we get some news here?
If I buy you Amy, will you play it?
Let's get some news in us.
Yes, please. For the love of God. So, this week... Big week for internet activism. We had the big SOPA blockout on Wednesday.
I don't know why they want me to stop using soap. Why does the internet want me not?
You'd figure
to be
the
clean?
Gamers would need something like that.
Body wash is a new thing, man. It's dries your skin.
It's all about Axe. Yep. But you know, in
that
addition
joke
to all,
hasn't been told before yet.
I'm
by the
sure.
way,
in addition to all of the blackouts and protests and all that shit, one company is actually putting its money where its mouth is. Red 5 Studios. Is actually doing, they've decided that they're going to go one step further and actually boycott E3.
Whoa.
Which is run by the ESA, okay. which we talked about last week, is the lobbying arm of the video game industry. And because of the ESA's support, they've decided that they're not going to be attending that show. And they decided to take the $50,000, which would have cost them to buy a booth, which basically answers my question if we're ever going to get a booth at E3.
The answer is yes.
Yeah, I'm sure. They took the $50,000 and instead decided to start the League for Gamers, which also acronyms up to Looking for Group, which I think is kind of clever.
Shotgun being Aquaman.
No,
not Justice League.
Oh.
So, what's this Red 5 Studios?
Yeah, what have they done?
Not much, to be honest. They have
a lot of money laying around.
They got at least 50 grand. They're going to be coming out with a new MMO called Firefall, which I think that's all they've ever really done.
I feel like these guys would benefit from being at E3.
They will, but I think they're going to benefit more.
I think they're going to from
just the exposure of deciding that not only are they pulling out of E3, but they're starting this League for Gamers, which is a response to the ESA's Video Game Voter Network, which was kind of the get out the vote, what do you want to call it, program, or whatever you want to call it, to mobilize, you know, gamers to go out and vote for things. And now they think that's very hypocritical for the ESA to do all that.
I'm just confused what they've done.
They have not done much.
Oh, okay.
They're a newer company. But they're taking advantage of this also to support the new MMO. They actually halted the beta, which was supposed to come out today on the 18th. But in protest, they decided to hold off on that and just decide to do this. They released a statement this week saying Red 5 will shut down Firefall and its website January 18th, in a 24-hour show of solidarity, encouraging gamers, developers, and all industry supporters to join LFG and stand together against the misguided and overbearing legislative initiatives such as SOPA and PIPA, in order to perpetuate and continue industry growth. I'm hoping to other anti-SOPA groups like Bungie, Epic, and Runic join the LFG to help get the gravy train moving.
So they are looking for group.
They are looking for group. So now,
what will the LFG do for me?
Handies for $5.
Well, according to Mark Kern, CEO of Red 5, said the VGVN and the ESA claim to represent gamers and developers, but they have turned their backs on them by supporting funding and legislation such as SOPA and PIPA. So LFG's first action will be to petition the ESA to withdraw their support for PIPA, which still looms large in the Senate. So they're going to be kind of what the ESA is, the lobbying arm for game companies. These guys kind of want to do similar to what the ECA does, where they want to be kind of this lobbying arm and voting, you know, like get out the vote movement for gamers.
Yes.
So they're basically taking up what they feel the Video Game Voter Network is no longer doing.
Fair enough.
So I think this is cool. I mean, it's brilliant on their part because it does, because for exactly the reason Ashley asked, who are these guys?
Yeah. What do they do?
Yeah, and they, you know, no one's heard of them now. Now
everybody's talking about
them. Everyone's talking about
Jim Sterling even posted.
Well, they're doing a big thing with Destructoid this week, I think. I forget when, you know, big live chat where they're going to talk about the game and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So, in a way, it's one of those kind of genius PR moves, but you know what? I'm for this.
As long as they support stopping evil legislation, you know.
Exactly.
I'll give them some support.
Exactly. So, and speaking of which, by the way, doing an interview with our patent IP and copyright attorney on Friday. So we're going to actually be kind of discussing, you know, some of the stuff in that. Some key points. Actually, I want to credit Jeremy Lamont, one of our followers there, who me and him and another guy got into a big discussion online kind of about some of the points that a lot of game, game sites aren't covering regarding SOPA and PIPA. And kind of basically it's like, why is this in effect? What exactly constitutes an IP, an intellectual property or whatnot, and why has a law like SOPA or PIPA come to head? And kind of, you know, just going into an in-depth analysis really of what this is, you know, from a legal standpoint and whatnot. So I mean, I encourage any of our listeners, if you guys have any questions that you'd like me to kind of address, you know, during this little interview, please, by all means, you know, just send them over to us, you know, at our Twitter account at YAGS FPG. You can send it to us on Facebook, email any of us, and I'll be happy to bring up any questions you guys might have regarding this when I sit down with him on Friday.
Morse code is also an acceptable form of communication.
Only when you don't have a stroke.
Well, yeah. One other news story I thought was hilarious. So the Simpsons arcade game, we all know that game.
Yeah, yellow box with Homer on the front screaming.
Exactly. It has not actually been officially announced that it is coming out for the Xbox Live.
But it's been rumored for, like, ever.
It's been rumored, and actually the achievements just showed up on 360achievements.com. Which to me is pretty much confirmation that it's coming out.
Yes. How many achievements are there?
I don't know.
I would assume about 200, your standard arcade game. 200, 250, something like that.
250 points. Not achievements.
I said how many.
That's what I meant with your 250 achievement score.
Wasn't the Simpsons
Arcade?
Well,
there's like 5 achievements, and then you get like
20. We're arguing points versus actual achievements.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's 200 achievement points or 250.
Achievement points, yes.
Yeah, that's what I was getting at.
All right. We're all settled now. Okay, Ian.
Are we talking about the Simpsons Arcade game that came out a couple years ago, retail disc? Or are we talking about something else?
No, I'm talking like the old arcade game, like the four player, kind of what they did for X-Men.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that game.
That game.
Now, are they going to be as bad as X-Men and be like, you have infinite continue, so this game is boring?
I don't know. But they...
I want that on my iPad.
No. Nope.
The Simpsons game. Because they put X-Men on iPad.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. And then you can put it in like the you know, the little apparatus with the joystick and the
button. Yeah, you can get on ThinkGeek.
Yeah.
Badass.
One of the achievements, though, is kind of interesting. They reference the achievement, Mr. Sparkle. The quote is, from stage one, make it to the stage three bosses in survival mode with the Japanese ROM. So it looks like they're going to be doing the same thing they did with X-Men, where they're going to be including multiple countries' versions of the game in it.
Nice.
According to Joystick, the Japanese ROM features lower difficulty, more health items, more points, and the ability to jump while holding a weapon, which always pissed me off as a child. Because I was a big fan of jump hitting things.
Yeah.
Well, back in your day when you were a kid, that was actually illegal.
I know
the
laws of
physics. They recently changed that in the 20th century to be able to actually jump while holding a weapon in your
hand. After Jesus was crucified.
I like the fact that this has not been officially announced, but they know the developer is known. It's a developer company called Backbone, which name sounds familiar, but I don't know why.
I can picture the logo right now.
Yeah, so can I. And I can't think of what games they've done before, but oh well. And also to bring back the Amy that we were talking about earlier, the number one story on Joystick right now is it's just titled Amy Review, Survival Boredom. So I'm thinking it's not very good.
That's too bad.
I'm going to buy it for you for your birthday.
Maybe the French are easily spooked.
Boo.
There's a surrender joke in there somewhere, and I'm too good for that.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes, you're too good for that.
I am indeed.
Oh, really, old man?
Yeah, I'm old. Okay.
Grandpa, tell us about the war.
It's okay. No, you're not mentally prepared for what I did.
Tell us about the times in the trenches and mustard gas. And
the trick was he did nothing. That's why we're not mentally prepared.
That's right.
Because he's not ready to
tell us about the parting of the sea.
Really? I'm not that old here. Jeez.
All right, father time.
Wrong with tell us when the pharaohs built the pyramids.
What were the locusts like?
The seven plagues.
All right, one last story here. Alienware, which is a high-end PC manufacturer.
Boutique, if you will.
A boutique.
A boutique.
Is it like the Urban Outfitters of computer gaming?
No, they actually do high-end shit. This is more like the Sharper Image. Of video games.
They make quality stuff, though.
Oh, good point.
Yeah. And no. They're still in business.
No, sharper image. I need a magnetic katana back massager something.
It just sounds like a cut back.
Anything at Sharper Image just was massage.
Yeah. Probably.
That was it.
Yeah.
A massage.
But yeah, Alienware, it's a higher-end boutique PC
They're
maker.
Owned by Dell, so kind of give them some credit there.
Yeah, they were bought by Dell probably about 5-6 years ago. They just announced the X51, which is a slim gaming PC that is... They're going for kind of the... Havesy PC, havesy console market. Because
you mean like the Xbox 360 and the PS3?
Well, yeah, but this is for PC. I mean, it's going to play PC games. It's not gonna have its own stuff. You know, it's
not gonna games aren't gonna be Alienware compatible.
Yeah.
So I think I hear the mic poo pooing it in my headset. And one of the things I think is really cool that we've talked about numerous times on the show is Steam sales.
Mm-hmm. Oh God.
So you could get your...
Those are good. That's like giving a sale to a crackhead.
Right, but imagine... So imagine this PC, Evan hasn't got to, but it's $700.
Yep.
And from the specs, it should be able to play games really well.
Yeah, it's just going through real quick. The base level system, because it's a fucking Dell, so they can always add extra shit. There's a little bit bitterness in that. Sorry.
What, did they charge you like an arm and a leg to add to that extra shit, though?
Probably.
It doesn't say in here, but I'm sure they do. It's an i3 dual core standard, which, again, if you're not a PC guy, this means nothing to you. But
surprised they're staying with dual core, though, on something.
That's i3.
That's all you need for gaming.
Yeah.
Plus, the i3s have hyper-threaded enable, so you get four cores, essentially.
Yeah, and nice. you can go up to an i5 or an i7 quad core if you really want to.
That'd be huge.
Oh my
god! I've got an i5 upstairs.
Yes. I'm having a bit of an.
I got also i7s,
but it's also an. It comes with a 1 gig NVIDIA GeForce GT545. Comes standard 4 gigs of memory. You can get up to 8. Comes with a 1 terabyte hard drive, a dual layer DVD burner, or optional Blu-ray. Comes with 7.1 surround sound, which pretty much everything fucking does. Gigabit Ethernet and integrated and wireless, which is nice. Six USB 2 ports, two USB 3.0 ports, which is
how many HDMI ports?
Just one.
Okay.
Just one. So, but it's HDMI 1.4, which is nice.
Probably is a DVI port too, I'm guessing.
Can it support dual monitors then?
I don't think so. As far as I can tell, it cannot. But that'll be on the video card. So yeah. I'm not really sure.
I think it's I think it's a full size NVIDIA card, which would make me think there's either two HDMI ports or an HDMI and a DVI. But we'd have to double check.
Yeah, it doesn't say for sure in here. It comes with a 240 watt power supply, which sounds underpowered for something like
that. The i3s are made to be really efficient. The only thing you're really giving a So if you think about it, everything's on board. So your motherboard's going to draw pretty low wattage. Your CPU's going to draw low wattage. So the only thing you have there is that video card.
I do like that the accent colors can be changed in software.
Yeah.
Like the case is color programmable.
Ooh, that's cool.
Jeez.
That is pretty awesome. And it's about the size of an Xbox. It's, you know, it's a square foot and about 4 inches deep. So, you know, this is good for, I mean, especially from Alienware. Alienware, like, their base unit is like $1,500.
Yeah.
Well, I think the big thing is when they make a computer, they make it to play games.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, getting this for $700, when you look at the fact that you can get a, you know, wired Xbox controller for $40 nowadays, and then you get yourself on Steam sales, you can start playing, you know, what was it, Dead Island over Christmas was $30. Skyrim was on sale down to, I think, 33 or 43.
Yeah, I picked up Sonic Generations, I think, for $12 or something like that.
I think
like
I got it on one day for like $7 or something crazy cheap. Like,
it'd be good for like LAN parties because it's so much smaller. It'd be a lot easier just to be able to transport it.
I mean, I recently built a home theater PC, and I probably dropped about $400 to $500 on it, reusing some of the parts. I wasn't too far off from this, and I would have much rather had this. They can actually do some gaming.
Yeah. I just like the Alienware. I mean, Alienware is one of those where, it was high-end, it was expensive, but I never heard of anybody complaining about that. Like, it wasn't like, you know, even like the Gateways or the Dells where they were just
obnoxious.
A support nightmare. I mean, these guys were always rock solid.
It's the thing, if you weren't a system builder, like if you didn't build your own gear, you always drooled over the Alienware.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you look at their high-end PC.
They were pretty.
Yeah.
They were good with a pretty case.
Well, the highest-end one, to keep it silent when you're just kind of sitting there using it for, you know, word processing, it closes up completely. But then when you start gaming, fins on the top like open up automatically to exhaust out air, and then extra fans start spooling up.
At the risk of sounding crude, I'm kind of at half-mast right now. That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Like, I would like mine to start just, you know, morphing into a transformer.
Yeah, it's just like the whole top opens
your
up.
Your penis?
Like, That too.
Sorry, I had to.
So yeah, Alienware makes good shit. And if you've been interested in PC gaming, but, you know, kind of the price or not wanting to build your own, because
building your own gets expensive.
Yeah. But I think it's the cheapest way to get something good.
Absolutely. Yeah. Like, but if you want to... Oh, go ahead.
And at the end of the day, it's still a computer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't have to use it for gaming. I mean, it seems like a very powerful computer that you could use just for internet surfing.
I need 4 gigs for word processing.
I write a lot.
And if you've got the money, I mean, we don't have the pricing in front of us, but if you got the money, you can really trick this out. You can get up to 8 gigs of memory. You can get a much better processor, better video card, all of that stuff. And to me, what I could see this really being interesting for is guys that are getting back into PC gaming.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, they've been out of the game for a few years. Their rigs are tired, you know, and they don't want to necessarily do all the research. Like, okay, what's this? You know, they can just say, I want the console buying experience, but still that high end gaming.
It's kind of like the premise of Real Steel.
Yeah. Two notes I want to throw out.
Moving on.
This thing will probably be tough to upgrade.
Probably.
I had a small form factor gateway, and getting to the hard drive was really hard.
It's got a 1 terabyte hard drive, though.
Which is good. But if you want to get into the kind of upgrading your PC model, this might not be the best thing. I would definitely take a deeper look at how it pulls apart. But if this kind of gets you in the mood to start looking at PC gaming, I think Ars Technica and Anantech and some of the other sites have really good kind of monthly... If we wanted to build the best system for $1,000, this is what it looks like. If we wanted to build the best system for, you know, $1,500, this is what it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
And I know ours, at least they were doing monthly guides that were really good rundowns on, like, this is the best technology at this price point.
Extreme PC is also another good one for that. I follow that.
And but definitely...
Just wish I had more money.
It looks to me, from the pictures that we're looking at here, that this would be a little bit of a pain in the butt to maneuver around inside.
It's designed to fit the pieces it comes with, and that's it.
I'm guessing it's probably going to be also fairly cool when you're not, I mean, silent when you're not gaming, kind of based on how compact it is. They probably have some really efficient cooling channels.
Yeah.
Hopefully, fingers crossed.
Mm-hmm.
So this is very cool. I do dig this. I just wish I had a reason to buy it.
Yeah.
You know, mind game's okay.
Yeah. I can't play Skyrim on Ultra, but I can get close.
I do medium just because I refuse to do... It's funny, my settings are such where it's medium, but the draw distances are maxed out. Because I got used to it on the Xbox. So, like, and if you're, like, a long-range sniper, and you can't... The guy literally isn't drawn until he's 10 feet in front of you.
It does you no good.
It does me no good. So actually, yeah, I had to bump down the graphics just so that I could see far enough to make me worth a damn.
Well, that's kind of one of the fun things when you get in PC gaming, some of the tweaks you can do for different play styles.
Yeah. So you got a 3DS, sir.
I did. Speaking of new hardware.
Yeah.
I finally decided to pull that trigger. Traded up the DSi, got the 3DS. I'm actually really in love with it. So out of the gate, I bought Super Mario 3D Land, and then ordered at home the Mario Kart 7. Yes. And so kind of my experience when
the Mario Kart 7?
The
Mario Kart. Not to 7. Be confused with the generic versions of it, but the Mario Kart 7.
Italian driver game, mm-hmm. 4.
Yes. Right. So kind of going through...
Russian knockoff.
I think one of the big things to consider, at least for me, was... my impressions when demoing it at Best Buy when they first came out to how I play it today. And I remember trying the demo Pilot Wings and hunched over the display and thinking, this 3D is awful.
That was a terrible demo too.
Yeah. I'm like, this 3D is awful. And then I get put in Mario 3D Land. I'm like, oh, the 3D is actually pretty good, but turned it off for most of the time. And then by the time I put Mario Kart 7 and I've played it with it full 3D on, for like half hour at end, no eye strain. And I think what it is given the technology to the right set of programmers, they can do some really cool things. Because with Mario Kart 7, it seems like a lot of the action's happening right in the plane or you're normally used to seeing it. But when like a fireball or a shell comes at you, that's what's coming through in the 3D effect, is some of the peripheral environment things. And it just does a lot of things for giving your characters more depth. And it's something I didn't think I would care about, but I actually really dig it. So I see a question.
Well, I was just thinking, this is Mario Kart 7.
Yeah.
Were there 6 Mario Karts on mobile systems before now?
Nope.
Probably not.
This is the 7th Mario Kart game.
See, to me, that violates some sort of naming convention. I don't know why, but it does. It for some reason, that bothers me. And it could be just my old man coming through, but...
I think it is.
Okay. Well, then I'll just shut up.
I think my guess is they didn't want to call it like Mario Kart 3D. Because everything has 3D in the title. I'm guessing they want to stop emphasizing the 3D as much.
It's like, hey guys, this game on the 3DS called, you know, something 3D. It's in 3D.
See, I wish they would have done something.
By the way, it's in 3D.
I wish they would have done something like they did with the DS, where the first batch of games, everything was a DS game. So it was like Ninja Gaiden Double Swords. or Dragon Swords, one of the two. See, it should have been Mario Kart Third Gear, and they just make the 3 and the D very big.
Third Gear? 3G?
Three, little R, big D, then Gear. This is why I don't work marketing here. Yeah. Anyway, continue. I'm sorry.
So the hardware itself is, you know, it's like the DS. If you're a fan of the DS, you're going to love this. The one thing I was surprised with, I haven't been able to do any of the Street Pass stuff, so how that works is if, you know, we all had DSs and we walked by each other, you'd exchange a small bit of data that you could use with your Miis. But the big thing I like is that it has a built-in pedometer. So if you have it with you in sleep mode and you're walking, it counts how many steps you make. And for every 100 steps, you basically get a gold coin. Those gold coins can be traded in for some games, so we'll support basically in-game purchases.
So this is a 3DS feature.
Yeah, oh, okay. So it's a system feature doing this, but it, from what I read, it's transferable into games or into other things.
That's cool.
Yeah, so that was really cool. Kind of a surprise, like, oh, wow, this is how they're going to encourage you to go Street Pass, is that you get bonuses for walking.
Brilliant idea.
Yes.
Cat harness. You can just slip it in.
Oh, because a cat's really going to walk around with something strapped to them.
But they limit it to like 10 gold coins a day.
Oh, late.
So they do limit it.
A dog would probably be better.
Dog would be better too, I suppose. But I don't have a dog.
But it's one of
those. Or a 3DS, yeah. So I guess it really doesn't matter. But
so living in Minneapolis, where, you know, for me, I live in the burbs, work in the burbs, hang out in the burbs, I don't walk around a lot of people. But I could see if you lived in like a metropolitan area like San Francisco or Boston or, you know, kind of Tokyo where these things were designed for.
We do have a giant fucking mall that you can walk around.
I want to take it when I get free time and do laps around the mall.
I told you about that the time that Phil came with me to the mall. And I didn't know why he was retardedly excited to go to the mall until about 2 minutes in. He's like, I got to check my street pass. And I'm like, oh, Jesus.
Yeah. So the hardware, I actually will give it pretty good thumbs up. The 3D isn't necessary, but when it's used correctly, such as Mario Kart 7, it's actually really enjoyable. The other surprise I had on it was the eShop. It was something that didn't launch the system but came in later. I picked up this game called Pushmo. I think that's how you pronounce it. And it's a puzzle game. And all it is you're sliding these block puzzles in and out through basically 3D space. So you can slide them out through spaces. And then you basically make yourself a path to get to the top by moving through the 3D space.
Hmm.
It's a lot of fun, and it's like $7. And I've played probably a good couple hours on that game because it's one of those like puzzle games you can just put it down, pick it up.
Yeah.
Also, they have VVVVV on that, on the eShop, which is great to play on the handheld system.
I think you missed a V. But
is it 6 or 5?
I think it's 6.
Oh.
Just go
V. Yeah. One of my favorite indie games available on the eShop, so that was a pleasant surprise. Excitebike was, you know, a classic purchase I had to do.
Oh, my.
Yeah. And they did a little 3D translation, which makes it fun, but it's completely unnecessary. You just turn that off, and it's like the NES classic.
That's cool.
It was a terrible game.
I love that.
I'm sorry. You hate good things.
No. It, by all means, it is an awful game.
No, what?
No,
I love it. Am I the only person who spent a considerable amount of time on it?
I spent a lot of time on it. I love the game.
I loved the hell out of Excitebike. No,
loving something and it being good are completely separate.
Well, that's true. I'm friends with you.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh. Exactly.
And then I got the DS game Puzzle Quest on the eShop.
Love that game.
Yeah, and basically what it was is I wanted these small kind of cheap games, kind of like the iPad model. It's like, you're only going to pay a couple bucks and they're good for puzzles. And then I got Mario Kart 7 and Mario 3D Land. So yeah.
Now, have you experimented with the games involving the little cards that comes with?
The AR games are really crazy.
Because I played with those a little bit and I was just like, this would be the only thing I would play on it. And at the time, I played it when it launched. So the best I had was Street Fighter 4 3D. And it was like, oh.
Yeah. So how the AR game works is you have a card you put on a table, and then you stand back and let the camera watch it. And it will recognize a symbol and then play games with that. So what's really interesting is it kind of figures out how to deform your floor or your table. So you'll see your table start doing wacky stuff. Stuff will like open up in the table and come out of it on the screen. It's really neat, but it chugs on the system. The system, like when you're playing on full 3D with that, it can't keep up.
But that's a shame.
The other one that's cool is they have the face blasters where it takes a picture of your face and then puts that onto a ball that will float around in 3D space.
Oh, yeah. I remember seeing that at E3.
In augmented.
Oh, yeah, I played that.
I thought that was pretty interesting. It's really short. And it's a good time waster, but it's like, oh, take a picture of your face and then shoot it with balls.
Why
just
not?
I was just
thinking, don't bring that to like school because they might, they may Columbine you at that point.
Yeah. So about the big games like Mario Kart 7, the big improvements they've made on that is that you got kart racing, but if you hit certain ramps, your kart sprouts some wings and it can glide. Or instead of hitting water and having the little guy pick you up and move you back on the racetrack, there's actually parts where you go underwater and your car gets a propeller and you drive on the floor of the lake.
Like a James Bond car.
Exactly. And I really like that. It seems kind of like novel, like, oh, we're just going to put this hokey bit in there. And I have a lot of fun. Like, oh, sweet, I get to go underwater. Like, this is going to be cool.
Sounds fun.
Yeah. Nice. And I think a lot of the Mario Kart games have been stale for a while, where it's just the same thing. And this at least changes it up a little bit.
All right. I was always terrible at those games.
I was really good at those games.
Maybe because you hated Excitebike.
Probably.
No.
Now he's just instantly bitter at you. Yeah, see what you've done.
Apparently I kicked his dog.
Yeah.
Jeez. And just some quick words on Mario 3D Land. It fixed the biggest thing I hated about the new Super Mario Brothers on DS, which is you had to get to a mini boss or a boss to save. This game saves after every level, which nice. I freaking love because you can actually feel like you can put it down and you're not glued to it. It's really easy, but it's hard to master each level. So you can get through the level, but to actually kind of get everything and solve
it. Is it like you gotta like collect 3 stars per level or something?
There's that, and just a bunch of kind of like different things with the 3D space too.
All right. Well, Keen.
Cool beans.
Yes. Now, the only person that hasn't talked about something they're playing is Ashley.
Mm-hmm. It's because you guys always leave me. You just forget
save
about
the best
me.
For no. We save the
no,
best
you
for
forget
last.
Forget about me, and then you hate my segments, and then
we don't want to hear about Blue Dragon anymore. Okay,
look
for God's sake.
Look, if I knew you were going to be all emo about it, I wouldn't have even brought it up.
You guys hate me.
Yeah. So Cole and I got Kinect when it was on sale after Christmas.
Well, it sounds like he got you Kinect.
No, he got Kinect.
I heard the story.
He got Kinect, but when he was talking about it, his plan was going to children
in Africa.
Well, that's how he was going to propose to you, was actually giving you a Kinect instead of the ring, but
no, that was
how he told me.
That was stupid.
He got Kinect sounds like a disease too.
It does. Okay, we were at
Target.
Got it
from Danny.
And he's like, "Ashley, what do you think about getting the Kinect? It's, you know, $50 off. My brother gave us gift cards to Target." And I go, "I don't care what you buy with your gift card. Do you have another, you know, do you have the extra money to pay for the rest of the Kinect?" He's like, "Yeah." I'm like, "I don't care what you get." So that was why we got Kinect. I don't know why he was asking me. I'm like, "I don't care what you buy. I mean, as long as it's not like a $50,000 car."
As long as it's not a hooker.
No,
and that too.
Let me tell you something. No matter how cool your girlfriend or wife is, guys still feel guilty about buying game stuff.
Yeah.
Nope.
Well,
you live like 2,000 miles away from your girlfriend.
It's a little different. She doesn't know what you
do all
the time.
And I've never met her, so I don't know if she's actually real.
I've seen pictures, so.
That doesn't matter.
I give Ian enough credit not to fake pictures.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, I think it was just, it was nice of him to ask, but I was like, of course, I've been wanting to connect, whatever.
Relationship advice with Yeggs right now.
Yeah.
That's right,
people. Yeah, it was, I mean, whatever. And so then, an early birthday Christmas.
Birthday Christmas?
Birthday Christmas.
Jesus, birthday Christmas.
An early
Birthday Christmas, Easter, Halloween?
So for an early birthday present.
Valentine's? No, for an early birthday present, Cole got me Dance Central 2. And he was going to get me Dance Central. We were thinking there, like Dance Central 1 at first. Like when we got the Kinect, I was like, well, let's see how much Dance Central is. It's still $50. Mm-hmm. It's the exact same fucking price.
Yeah, we talked about this last week.
I was like, I'm going to text Annette right now. Blah, blah, blah. He's like, she doesn't have anything to do with it. I'm like, I know, but that doesn't make any sense. I didn't really, because he talked me out of it. But
he talked you down from that ledge.
He did. I was like, why would you do it? Blah, blah, blah. Well, that's Annette who was on the show. Okay. So I came home the other day and it was an early birthday present. Yes. And, he's sneaky, so he took a picture of Dance Central 1, like some code or whatever, because you can download all the Dance Central 1 songs onto Dance Central 2.
Mm-hmm.
So we turned on the Kinect, I put in Dance Central 2, and then I put in all these codes, and it worked.
This sounds
illegal.
I'm sure it is. Well, that's why we wanted to borrow yours, though, because we would have just got it from you.
Mm-hmm.
But
slightly less illegal, but yeah.
But Laurel forgot the game.
No, Cole texted me and told me he didn't need it anymore.
Oh, when she came over, she's like, "Oh, I forgot the game." I'm like, "Oh, that's okay."
No, Cole texted me and said he didn't need it anymore.
We'll see what happens when you boys can text each other and there's no middle man.
Yeah, Brett Favre starts doing stuff.
Yeah, no shit.
This is really exciting. Anyway,
so
Cole did show me that too, and I had to scream a little bit.
So Dance Central is very similar. The second one is just like the first one.
Now, do they add keyboards? Because that's what they do in these music games. The next one always adds keyboards.
I don't think you can dance with a keyboard unless you have a guitar.
My God.
But that's all you really can do is sway your hips.
See, they need to work
spin it.
They need to work with paper jams. Really super cheap electronic instruments.
I'm telling you. That's all.
You are the only person who thinks those are a good idea.
Paper jams? I didn't say they were a good idea. I just said that
you were paying $20 for a piece of cardboard. End rant. Continue.
So I'm doing the fit. I'm starting all the songs. Like, there's a lot of really good songs on there.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite?
Beer Barrel Polka?
No. This is going to sound super girly and cliche, but the Bad Romance by Lady Gaga.
That's fun.
I can't help it.
Dude, I'm sorry, but any time of game that has, I don't know what the fuck it is, but Lady Gaga songs in any sort of game like that are just instantly awesome.
Well, they're the best to dance to. I mean, there's a couple other really good songs. But I mean, just like I'm doing the whole fitness thing with it, mm-hmm. and I think I haven't figured it out yet because I haven't really tried. But I think you can turn off the freestyle, and the freestyle is a lot better. I feel like it doesn't. It the whole time it's freestyle, you don't watch yourself. It's kind of this mosaic 8-bit thing where it like you can kind of see yourself, but not really.
Mm.
And then it only takes a picture for a very short amount of time, and then when you look back, you always look like you're doing something kind of cool because it's super fast, like strobe. So it's a little bit better. You don't feel as weird about it.
As goony.
Yeah.
Have you and Cole played the co-op yet? I know on this one they've added the ability to do it simultaneously versus having to take turns now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My friend Lori and I, when we were having girls' night, all the girls left and it was just her and I, and we played simultaneously.
Dear penthouse. Sorry.
So yeah, like we could dance at the same time and she could do hard. She could do like easy and I could do medium. Or, I mean, you could do each separately different levels.
You can dance if you want to.
You can leave your friends behind.
Well, which then, you did. Actually, they left you behind.
Well, not all of them.
She Most stayed. Of them.
Well, then apparently I have to get this, so maybe me and Ashley can rekindle the rivalry.
Yeah.
Why? Mm-hmm.
Because...
Well, no. This is...
Mike will
Evan, I cannot win. Accept losing.
But okay. You're so good at it.
No, I cannot accept losing.
He's not good at losing. It's good for us to watch him lose.
I
There's
cannot
a
accept,
subtle difference.
I cannot accept losing, especially to Ashley.
Wow.
Especially to Ashley.
Wow.
No, it's just fun to have the second one and then have all the first songs downloaded. Mm. And then I had like a Janet Jackson song I got with it that you could download. One of her very older songs. And it's a lot of the same. They incorporate a lot of the old moves from the first one. So that kind of helps.
So what's this fitness mode you speak of?
Fitness mode, there's I think, like 10 different sets you can do. And they, you know, so they're like warm up, easy, beginner, like crazy cardio. And then they're anywhere from 12 minutes to 50 minutes. And
oh,
you
wow.
Just, and, yeah. And I did like one of the earlier beginning ones for 20 minutes. And I'm just doing them all the songs pretty much on easy since I don't know a lot of the songs yet. But for 20 minutes, it tells you how many calories you burn. And then it's just song after song. You get maybe a 30-second break in between each song to see how well you did.
So it's kind of similar to the model that they used in like Your Shape Fitness Evolve.
Yeah.
That kind of thing where you get like these little breaks and they're like, all right, fatty, go get a drink of water.
Yeah.
I don't think it says that.
I think we... I think
Jillian Michaels one does.
I think Wii Fitness kind of, or Wii Fit kind of does
very,
that.
Very Japanese passive aggressive.
Yeah.
Wii Fit never said it. It just made your me fat.
It's implied.
Yeah.
It's like, you're obese.
Like yeah, I get on there, it's like, my real thin buddy gets on there, it's like, yeah, you're a twig now. It's like, oh. Demoralized.
Like, self-esteem issues.
I'm just going to unplug the Wii now. And
I'm going to go kill myself.
I'm going to go play
Xbox. I'm going to go back to my Xbox and be like, I'm fat, I'm playing Call of Duty, fuck you.
Yeah.
They just really added a lot to it. They I know. I'm just gonna
I like how
like
you didn't miss a stride. Applause for that.
Bobby Brown. Oh, what is that song? That he.
My Prerogative.
My Prerogative is on there. Cole like turns on, and that's like the first song he plays. I'm brushing my teeth. I'm like, what are you doing? I have to play My Prerogative.
See, Dan Centraling in the morning.
No, it's at night.
Oh.
I'm brushing my teeth for
people
I go to
brush
bed.
Their teeth at night.
Well,
too.
I know. I just
people brush their teeth, Evan.
I just for some reason I just had this image like you getting out of bed and the first thing he does when he rolls out is dances to Bobby Brown. I don't know why. He just strikes me as the kind of guy that would do
and
that.
And that's why they're getting married.
Probably. Yeah.
No, it's a fun game. I mean, if you like the first one, you're gonna like the second one because it's kind of like all the Rock Band games. If you like them, it's just you get more songs.
Mm-hmm. It's more the same build. Plus some, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right.
And if you don't have the first one, you might as well get the second one and borrow somebody's first one and just download all the songs.
I feel like that's just cheating and wrong.
No.
No.
Not necessarily.
Hmm.
Maybe it's that, like, I have, like, instead of the angel and the devil, I have two angels on my shoulders.
Right.
You guys are the reason that SOPA exists. Dance Central Steelers.
I bought the game.
Swiper, no swiping.
Okay, this is not Dora the Explorer.
Everything is Dora the Explorer.
Why do you know so much about Dora the Explorer?
I babysat a lot when my sister was, like, 3 and 4. So I've seen a lot of Dora the Explorer.
He's seen a lot of things in his time.
I've seen a lot of things, man. I kind of went Elvis there. That was really
weird.
You did.
You need no more accents, Evan, anymore.
It was accidental, I swear.
At least it isn't as bad as Jeff.
We miss Jeff.
And the Kinect worked really well. Yeah. It just, you know.
So now, just to go a little bit away from Dance Central on that, how was the experience of setting up the living room to be Kinect friendly?
We haven't done that yet. It's upstairs right now, which you barely have enough room. We're reorganizing the whole basement so you have a lot of room.
The whole basement downstairs in our house was designed around the Kinect.
Yeah.
I basically had to rearrange furniture when we were setting it up. I had the Xbox on just to make sure that...
And upstairs, we have enough room, so for me, just dancing is fine. But when my friend and I were upstairs, it was pretty tight. So like, if we had to do any with your leg or anything, like you have to step to the side or anything like that, it wouldn't necessarily register both of us. I mean, it still did a really good job, but I knew it was going to be a tight space anyways. Mm-hmm. So just one person playing. And it's been really fun to be like, Xbox, play disc one, Xbox, and Colt.
So you have a disc changer now? Like,
or like, play disc.
She's got one of those fancy ones.
Or like, profile one, you know, like, because we just turn on, like, Colt's just like, Xbox, off. I'm like, it doesn't do that. And he just kept Xbox. I'm like, it doesn't. I just got up and turned the fucking thing off. Like,
see, actually, it worked. Yeah. It worked.
In the new dashboard, you can scroll over to the area to turn it off with your with motion wise.
We just want to be able to. No, that's hand. Then I have to move my hand instead of just being like, Xbox, off.
Like, you want to be able to do it with like a beer? Like, Xbox.
Cole tries to turn it on that way too. He's like, Xbox. I'm like, you don't just get to yell at it and it just turns on.
Wow.
It would be cool, though. I mean...
It would be cool.
I do like the fact with mine that I've got it set up to recognize me now.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, profile. Boom. There you go.
I wouldn't need that. There's only one profile on my machine, so...
Yeah.
Well, same with mine. It's entertaining to me, nonetheless.
Well, it's good to
be
entertained.
It's like Skynet.
I wish mine would you know, have the Jarvis-type voice when I turned it on.
Jeeves. Yeah. Mm. That would be awesome. Sorry, I was just thinking about a terrible movie for a second.
My Xbox can refer to me as Mr. Stark. I'd be okay with that.
You're not Iron Man.
I am Iron Man.
You'll never be Iron Man.
I mean, it'd be cool.
Why,
like,
do you quash my dreams?
I'd like
because
you
that's
to be.
My job.
I mean, I'd like you to be, then I would have a cool billionaire friend, and I'd steal your monies.
Wow. Well, if it was just that simple, too, I'm sure.
Wow.
I think that's a sign that we're done. What do you say?
Loose kids? Morals and time to leave.
Yes. Normally, at this point, we would do a discussion. We want to do more discussion questions and discussion.
Discussion.
It's hard to say. Birthday present. No.
Christmas present birthday.
You are all having a stroke.
Discussion questions, and we'll be posting, you know, suggestions and things like that. We did have one, but we're running a little long.
We can do it next week. It's a
good question. We might actually steal something from a friend of our show. I'm sure many other shows do it, but our friends over at the Who Asked You show, they do a weekly poll question, and they take votes and things like that. And we might start incorporating that in the show.
Who's your favorite host?
Me.
No.
I win already.
That doesn't lead to much discussion, because then it's just, you know, prick waving pretty much. So.
No, but I think there's a lot of discussion of how awesome I am. That's the discussion.
Speaking of Who Asked You, actually, this Sunday, which is the 24th, I think. That sounds right.
No, that's my birthday.
No,
because
it's like the 18th today. Oh, but today's Wednesday.
The 22nd.
22nd, thank you.
There we go.
Thank you.
Math.
Yeah, I know. Wow. That was creepy. The 22nd, if you go to the Who Asked You show, I will actually be on Sunday.
Why won't they have me? I listen to them.
I listen to them, too.
You don't even write on their Facebook.
I don't write on many people's Facebook.
Evan's on Facebook?
He writes on mine, but only when he's trolling.
That's right. That's right.
You tell them I'm mad at them.
I will bring it up on the show.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'll be on the show. You can just check them out at whosushow.com. And it's streaming live on Sunday evenings. It's 10 o'clock Central. And they release it for download as well. So I'm looking forward to that. I haven't been on the show in probably about a year, so I'm excited for it.
So the big thing, though, is whatever you want to hear us argue about for hours at end, let us know.
Or at least 10 minutes.
Yeah, at least. We'll give you at least 10 minutes, but maybe 4 hours.
Maybe 4 hours. We promise nothing.
You never know with us.
It's hard to tell.
Yeah. Let's be fair.
And who knows where it will go. And what scary dark road will wander down. I know.
And we're also curious what you think of the new format. It's a little, it's not really a format. It's almost like a loosening of formats, but.
Loosey-goosey. It's a structuring of chaos.
I like that. I like that a lot.
Yeah.
So let us know what you think. You can leave us messages on Facebooks, unlike what I do, apparently, and or emails at yags@fantasypantsgangsters.com. I do want to thank all of the hosts that showed up this week, which is everyone. So banana stickers to all of you.
Yay.
I do want to thank Ashley. Hey.
Thank you guys for listening. Make sure you're checking us out and following us on Twitter, which is YAGSFPG. And also check us out on Facebook, which is just yet another gaming show. Just search it. Use that search bar.
Just search
or just facebook.com/ yet another gaming show.
No.
You better work it.
What's our AOL keyword?
People use AOL still?
What? I'm sure somebody does.
Do we have an AOL keyword?
I don't think they do keywords anymore.
No.
But my mother-in-law, actually, they don't do dial-up, but they use AOL as a gateway.
Jeez.
It's kind of amazing.
It's like a gateway drug.
No, not at all. Anyway, big thanks to Ian.
Thank you. Check out shop.fancypantsgangsters.com to buy some pretty rad t-shirts and other stuff.
Other stiff.
Mm-hmm.
And also, big thanks to the Blogmaster himself, Blogmaster D.
Can I get that? Like
I actually regret saying that now.
As you finished that, I saw the disappointment in your face.
Half of my mind was just like, why? Why are you doing this?
Why don't you stop?
Stop it.
Anyways, thanks again, everyone, for listening. Go ahead and check us out on the blog. It is yetanothergamingshow.tumblr.com. And while we're on the topic of the blog, too, we are opening up the blog to community submissions. So if anybody out there,
submit to us,
you would like to, check your hand out at, some game reviewing or, just some thoughts. Maybe you want to say how awesome I am as an individual, which I always like my ego inflated.
Please don't
go ahead. If you'd like to submit stuff to us, you can email it to any of us here. If you want to get it to me, which is the faster route, just shooting it at Mike at fancypantsgangsters.com.
Online all goddamn day. The faster route
totally threw us all
of us. All of
I'm
us.
I'm pretty sure Evan and I are the ones who are on our emails more than anybody else.
That's my home screen.
That is my home screen as well.
I just don't respond.
Yeah.
Ian hates us. And anyways, we'll hate you if you write to him.
So, yeah, if you'd like to get your hand at that, feel free to just contact me if you want to know more. Again, it's mike@fancypantsgangsters.com.
All right. And actually, while we're thinking of the blog, I do want to mention we'll have a review up for not only Scary Girl, hopefully by Monday, but a review of Metal Gear Solid Risk, which I got a chance to play last week with some of our listeners. It was surprisingly fun.
Well, Risk is a fun game.
It was. I want to thank the guys that showed up, Weasel, Tom, and there was a third guy that I don't remember, but I don't care because he went to MAGFest and didn't buy me anything, so F him.
I'm sure he was really cool, though.
Everyone that showed up was awesome.
Evan has a horrible memory.
And you'll get properly cited in the review. I want to say his name was Nick, but I might be wrong. I'm really terrible, but you'll be properly cited in the review, but that'll be going up this weekend as well. Mm-hmm. Thank you guys for listening, and I guess we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Peace. 3D.